where have I been?
Apparently. I heard this story this morning in our first Fox Business report. I'll play you what I heard, and I'm like, what? Okay, well, here it is, and then we'll go from there. And you tell me. Like I said, you guys are more clued in than I am anyway. I'm so clueless, but this is what I heard.
Top House Democrats are calling on the IRS to extend the tax filing deadline beyond April 15th. They say the IRS needs more time to deal with the backlog of nearly 7 million unprocessed returns from last year.
7 million unprocessed returns from last year?
Yeah.
Like I said, I did a little research on that, and I'm finding stories that go back to last year talking about this problem. I'm like, where have I been?
I suppose with some of the working from home and the COVID impacts, it could have put them behind. But,
yep.
Oh, my gosh, they're going to pay people interest if they owe them money?
Well, that's one of the questions I would certainly ask.
Yeah, right.
And if that's still a situation, and, of course, you did owe the IRS money, my guess is they still wanted your money.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I'm sure you had to pay that by a certain date. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I found it rather extensive. In fact, I have not really had a chance to go through it, but it was from Susan Tompor, financial writer for the Detroit Free Press. I'll put a link on our Morning Team page if you want to go through it. But, yeah, there's talks about – it says here, according to her anyway, as of January 30th, the IRS says it has not processed 6.7 million individual returns. Getting those returns processed may require additional review, dealing with corrections, addressing some ID theft-related problems – and more. Working at home has been some of the concerns, even for IRS workers.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about, and I never thought about this, but remember last year, the tax deadline filing date.
That was pushed back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are several months lost when everyone would have had all returns in. They didn't have to.
Was it July?
Yeah, wasn't it like July 15th or something like that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's all understandable now.
Yeah, well, I never even took that into consideration. Another problem, let's see what it was. Adding to the confusion, apparently earlier in February this year, the IRS sent out notices to taxpayers saying that, hey, you still have not had your return filed. And that was an error. So now the IRS has to backtrack on that for people who had already had their returns filed and processed to say, oh, that wasn't you. It was somebody else.
Oh,
oops. So, the IRS is encouraging people to continue to check, where's my refund? If you're getting a refund at IRS.gov and try and figure out what's going on. Hopefully it's not you, but, man, 7.5 million, at least that was the report from the Fox Business Report. But like I said, where have I been? Doing search, I'm seeing some of these stories going back to the last several months has been being talked about.
There are too many other major topics out there floating around, that are keeping these from rising to the top, All these entertainment and social type stories.
Yeah, and it's possible, too. I mean, let's face it, sometimes you don't pay attention to stories that don't affect you.
Right.
My return was processed.
Yes.
So I'm like, if there's some kind of story like that, it's like, it doesn't affect me. So not that I don't have feelings for those in the audience that are in that situation. We certainly want to make sure that we pay attention to what you're dealing with, but that's probably one of the things. In fact, I just finished up my returns for this year over the weekend.
Likewise,
that's sent out. Oh, did you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed the button and got the notification that the IRS has accepted my return.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
And Michigan has accepted my return.
Oh, of course.
So now hopefully they won't contact me and say, well, we accepted a return, never said it was right.
About that check that bounced.
Yeah. I don't need that headache, thank you very much. No. But
got mine done, by the way, a few weeks ago. So I didn't do it. My wife did it, but
yeah, you're usually right as soon as you get all the information done. Dr. Heather's right there, isn't she?
I don't know why. She's probably the only person I know who loves filling out tax forms. And go right ahead. That's what she considers
fun. She's using a computer program.
That's right.
She is.
She is. Right. Yeah.
That really has simplified the process. Depending which programs you use, some are free. Some you can, the software. Some, go online. And especially if they have information that they can save from previous years. Sometimes you have to go back and get information that, that helps the process.
Yep.
And some of the newer versions aren't as good as the earlier versions, I find, with the software.
Oh, really? Ooh.
It's a little more complicated, and plus you throw Windows 10 into the mix.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about technology.
Oh,
And I have to say, at least for my personal situation, ever since, a number of years ago, when they increased the personal deduction to, like, you know, it's upwards of, you know, $24,000 when you combine the two, I don't itemize that much anymore. Used to be that I could get some itemization depending on how situations that I said, sometimes it pays me to itemize than it did just to take the standard deduction, but now.
Well, once you've got the mortgage paid for and things like that, it's hard to find the deductions.
And if you're not incurring a lot of medical bills and things like that.
Right. And you've got to incur a lot of medical bills to take the medical deduction.
And we assume that Art Lewis has his accountants take care of his.
Oh, I'm quite sure.
I said accountants, right? Yeah. So you caught that.
He's got his team. I don't think Art's paying taxes anymore. I think he's got a waiver, I think. Government finally just said, forget it.